Zeggen de Rebbe in Perek Daled, Mishnah Chet, the main no makim, or she ain't no baki ba'halacha. Somebody who's traveling Friday afternoon and it's getting dark and he wants to walk more than 2,000 amos. However, he does not recognize a specific tree or a specific fence that's within 2,000 amos from where he is at that time. So therefore, he cannot say his shvisa should be next to the tree or next to the fence, since he's not aware of any tree or fence that's within 2,000 amos. Or even if he does recognize a tree or a fence, but he's not an expert in halacha, he doesn't know that he would be allowed to say that his shvisa should be underneath the tree or next to the fence. So instead he says, my shvisa should be where I am, at the place that he ends up Friday night in Hashmasos. The place where he ends up Friday night in Hashmasos would allow him to walk 2,000 amos in each direction from that place. Since his shvisa is that place, he can walk 2,000 amos in each direction. But he can walk only within a circle of 2,000 amos, according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus. We would draw an imaginary circle, 2,000 amos, around the place that he has shvisa, and he can walk anywhere within that circle, according to Rabbi Hanina ben Antignus. B'chachamim oimim mirubos, kitavla mirubas, kideshi heit nisker lizavius. The chachamim are more lenient. The chachamim say we would draw an imaginary square, 2,000 amos, from the place of the shvisa, and he can walk anywhere within that square, just like a square plate. And that would allow him to walk even further than 2,000 amos if he walks to the corner. And since we're drawing an imaginary square 2,000 amos away from his place of shvisa, and he's allowed to walk anywhere within that square, so if he walked towards the corners of the square, he would be walking more than 2,000 amos. As according to the Chachamim, it depends on which direction you walk. If you walk straight, you could only walk 2,000 amos. However, if you walk towards the corners, you can walk more than 2,000 amos, since you're allowed to walk anywhere within a square of 2,000 amos. While according to Rav Hanina ben Antignus, you can only walk 2,000 amos no matter which direction you're walking. As Rav Hanina ben Antignus holds, we draw an imaginary circle around your place of shvisa, so therefore there are no corners, and you can only walk 2,000 amos no matter which direction you're walking. That which we said, that somebody who's traveling on the road Friday afternoon, he can designate his shvisa underneath a tree or next to a fence, even though it's not putting any bread underneath the tree or next to the fence. Normally an Eretz Chumim is done by putting bread down at a place where he puts down the bread. That would be his shvisa. However, this person is an ani, he's a poor person, meaning to say he's traveling, he doesn't have any bread with him to make the Eretz Chumim with bread, so the Chachamim would allow him to designate his shvisa with his feet, meaning to say he can create shvisa even though he's not putting down any bread. Amar Rabbi Meir, anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Meir said, that which you're allowed to designate your shvisa, even in the place that you're in, that's only a poor person who doesn't have any bread, or somebody who's traveling on the road and doesn't have any bread with him. As even somebody who's not designating shvisa underneath a tree or next to the fence, he simply wants to designate shvisa in the place where he's going to be Friday night being our shmuzzes. Even so, only an ani is allowed to designate shvisa without bread. And since he doesn't have bread, the chachamim would be lenient and allowed to designate the shvisa without any bread. Or somebody who's traveling and doesn't have any bread with them, he can designate shvisa without the bread, since he has no bread. But an usher, a rich person, meaning to say somebody who does have bread, he would not be allowed to designate shvisa even in the place where he's in Friday night, unless he puts down some bread. As according to Rabbi Meir, an Arab normally has to be done with bread. It's only an ani that the chum would be lenient and allowed to designate shvisa without using bread. Rabbi Huda Omer, echad ani, ve'echad usher. Lo amru ma'arvim v'pas ela lahaku al usher. Rabbi Huda says both an ani and an usher can designate shvisa without bread. If even an usher that has bread, he can designate shvisa in the place that he's in Friday night without putting down bread. As according to Rabbi Huda, the ikar Arab is without bread. The main way of making an Arab is designating your shvisa in the place that you're in Friday night even without bread. That which allow you to make an Eretz Chumim by putting down bread, that's a leniency for an usher, for a rich person who doesn't want to go out Friday night and designate shvisa in the place that is in. He wants to remain in town, and he wants his shvisa to be outside the town, so the Chumim would be lenient and allow him to send bread to have it put down and designate shvisa in the place where the bread is put down. That's a leniency for an usher, but normally the main way to make an Arab is simply to go outside the city and designate your shvisa in the place that you're in without putting down any bread.